This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Further talks are planned between Iran and global powers to try to negotiate and restore a landmark 2015 agreement to contain Iranian nuclear development. Senior diplomats from China, Germany, France, Russia, and Britain are due to meet at a hotel in the Austrian capital. The U.S. does not have a representative at the table when the diplomats meet in Vienna because former U.S. President Donald Trump unilaterally pulled the country out of the deal in 2018. The Biden administration has signaled willingness to rejoin. The U.S. delegation in Vienna is taking part in direct talks with Iran. Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett opened his first cabinet meeting Sunday since swearing in his new coalition government with a condemnation of the newly elected Iranian president, whom he dubbed the Hangman of Tehran. Iran's hardline judiciary chief, Ibrahim Raisi, was elected with 62% of the vote. He is already sanctioned by the U.S. in part of his involvement in the mass execution of thousands of political prisoners in 1988. Bennett said at the cabinet meeting in Jerusalem that all of the people that Iranian Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei could have chosen, he chose the Hangman of Tehran, a man infamous among Iranians and across the world for leading the death committees that executed thousands of innocent Iranian citizens throughout the years. He then went on to say that Raisi's election as Iranian president was the last chance for the world to wake up before returning to the nuclear agreement and to understand who they're actually dealing or doing business with. And again, Israeli Prime Minister Naftali Bennett saying that he's identifying the new Iranian president, Ibrahim Raisi, as the hangman of Tehran. This is VOA News. China has announced that more than 1 billion doses of COVID-19 vaccine has been administered in the country. The National Health Commission did not say Sunday how many people had been vaccinated. As elsewhere, most of the vaccines in China are given in two doses. The pace of vaccinations are accelerated in the country of 1.4 billion after a slow start. The total number of doses given doubled from 500 million in less than a month, according to government tallies. Thousands took to the streets across Brazil protesting against the president, Jair Bolsonaro, and the pandemic response, blasting the leader for not acquiring vaccines fast enough and for questioning the need for mask wearing. Protests came as the country's health minister confirmed that more than 500,000 Brazilians have died from COVID-19 since the start of the pandemic. Brazil's reported death toll is the second only to the United States, where the number of lives lost has topped 600,000. Brazil is registering more than 70,000 confirmed coronavirus infections every single day. Just 11.4% of the population has been fully vaccinated, according to the government. President Bolsonaro has played down the seriousness of the virus while trying to keep the country's economy running. He dismissed COVID-19 as a little flu and scorned mask wearing and social distancing. Myanmar's foreign ministry on Saturday rejected a UN General Assembly resolution calling for an arms embargo against the Southeast Asian nation and condemning the military's February seizure of power. Myanmar described the resolution, which passed Friday and is not legally binding, as being based on one-sided sweeping allegations and false assumptions. A statement issued in the capital said the foreign ministry had sent letters of objection to the UN Secretary General and the General Assembly's president. The resolution reflected a broad international consensus condemning the takeover that ousted Aung San Suu Kyi's elected government. It called on the military junta to restore the country's democratic transition, condemned its excessive and lethal violence since the takeover, and called on all countries to prevent the flow of arms in Myanmar. Russian President Vladimir Putin on Saturday said his foreign minister and his defense minister will head the candidates list for the dominant United Russia Party in September in the parliamentary election. By placing Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov and the Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu on the list, Putin aims to increase voter enthusiasm for the party, whose support has been waning. The September 19th election for all 450 seats in the lower house of parliament is widely seen as an important part of Putin's efforts to cement his role and rule ahead of the 2024 presidential elections. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.